Welcome to another episode of the Bamateur Hour. I am Bama John. Today is Friday, September 12, 2025, in the year of our Lord. Thank you, each and every one of you, for listening today. We're going to go through the Alabama-Wisconsin pregame thoughts, and I'm just going to go through some things that I'm going to be watching in this game that I think each and every one of you ought to look at and pay attention to see how Alabama does, and if we're able to do the things that we need to do that are going to allow us to get where we want to go in this season if we want to make the playoffs and have a chance to win a national championship. It's still all out there for us. Now we just have to do it. I want to let you know quickly that we now have over 4,100 subscribers to our YouTube channel. If you're accessing us on the YouTube channel but haven't subscribed, please subscribe. If you're a subscriber, please also hit the notify button, ring the bell so that you get notifications of all the episodes. If you access us on other outlets such as on our audio podcast through Apple, through iHeart, Spotify, RSS, and the like, we thank you. Please subscribe, like, and follow us on those platforms as well. Okay, let's jump into it. I want to share with you my thoughts and the things that I'm going to be looking at as we go through this game and as we prepare for this game that we're going to see coming up. All right, number one. Things on defense. These are the things to watch and look for in defense. It would be the Alabama run defense and how it handles a dual threat quarterback. We're going to face another dual threat quarterback from Wisconsin in Danny O'Neill. Can Alabama shut down the run and handle all of the gimmicks and all the RPOs and all the option plays that they'll run with Danny O'Neill? They certainly have watched the FSU tape and seen how Thomas Castellano was able to flummox Alabama's defense and hit big plays and put up a lot of points on Alabama. Hopefully Alabama has learned their lessons from that and is going to be prepared for that and not fooled the way they were against FSU. The rush defense was great against Louisiana Monroe, but this is going to be a real step up in competition in this game. So we've got to be ready. Lessons have to be learned. We have to be prepared on our game. Guys have to do their assignments. And certainly Wisconsin's going to look to run the ball, and they're not going to be a pass-happy team. But if you look at how Alabama's performed under DeBoer, an effective run game has been the recipe on how to beat Alabama. So we've got to be able to effectively do that. Also on defense, can Bama generate a pass rush? Can we get sacks? Can LT Overton get to the quarterback? Can Quay Rousseau do that? Who can get to the quarterback? So far, no one's emerged to be a Will Anderson or Dallas Turner type player. Can someone emerge as that pass rusher and effectively sack the quarterback? We haven't been able to do it so far this season. Let's see what can happen here, and hopefully we'll get an effective pass rush and be able to get the quarterback on the ground. But let's watch the defense, see how it does. Also on defense, can we generate turnovers? We haven't gotten a lot of turnovers so far. Can we get fumbles? Can we get interceptions? Can we take the ball away from Wisconsin and end drives with turnovers and convert those turnovers into points one way or another? So also on defense, how about getting third down stops and fourth down stops to force Wisconsin to punt? Or to have them have, if it's fourth down, to stop them and force them to turn the ball over on downs. We didn't do that well against FSU. Penalties, busted plays, busted assignments really hurt us against FSU. We were perfect against Louisiana Monroe and were able to effectively stop them. But again, this is going to be a step up in competition from Louisiana Monroe. Can we do it against a better team with a more talented roster, and how are we going to affect do that? Also, can we limit those explosive plays and limit long pass completions and long runs? FSU was able to hit some long runs on reverses. Are we going to be prepared and able to shut that down? I'm also going to be watching the varied alignments. Instead of having 6 men in the box, depending on down and distance and situation, we're going to have 7 and 8 men in the box to effectively stop the run, to apply pressure on passing downs also, but without leaving our players in bad one-on-one situations where they can get burned over the top like they did in the Florida State game. Again, we're perfect in Louisiana Monroe. I don't expect us to play that well, but we've got to play better than we did against FSU, be better prepared, and execute better. So I'm going to be watching that. And let's look at the defensive alignments and the defensive adjustments that are made based on what Wisconsin throws at us and the wrinkles. Are we able to effectively make adjustments and handle what Wisconsin throws at us? And I'm sure they're going to have some wrinkles in there that we haven't seen because they want to win this game, and they've got a good coaching staff. So let's watch that. And then also, what about players such as a Dre Kirkpatrick and some of these other young players, Dijon Lee, who emerges among the second and third teamers that can make an impact and maybe vie for a starting position? And finally, who just stands out on defense? There have been some real standouts on the offensive side that we've noticed, but who's going to stand out on defense and make the big defensive plays? So let's watch and see what happens there. We need some guys to step up on defense. All right, now what am I looking for on offense? Number one is the quarterback play. Does Tyre Simpson run the offense effectively, make the right reads, make the right throws? Is he able to avoid turnovers? He's been perfect so far not turning the ball over, and does he avoid taking bad sacks and able to throw the ball away to live for another down instead of taking a loss, a bad sack that puts us back 5, 10, even 15 yards because he's holding on to the ball too long trying to make a big play rather than just throwing the ball away and going to the next down. Another thing I'm going to watch for on offense is that we don't abandon the run. Do we have a 50-50 mix of run pass? We really need to be able to stick to that and not go pass happy. In the FSU game, we abandoned the pass by the second quarter and it was a 70-30 pass-run mix, and we probably threw the ball 70% of the time or more. That is not a winning formula for us. We are not a pass-happy team. We need to be able to run the ball and mix it up or use short passes in lieu of a handoff to effectively get the ball out quickly and make big plays. So I'm going to be watching that. How about Alabama finishing drives with touchdowns and field goals? We were perfect in the Louisiana Monroe game. We had 11 possessions, scored 10 touchdowns, made one field goal, stellar, 73 points. In the FSU game, we had four drives where we got inside the FSU 40 and came away with no points. We had one missed field goal, and we had three turnovers on downs where we came away with no points. We cannot have that. We've got to be able to finish these drives and come away with points. So let's see how that works out. And then again, effectively running the ball. Can we not only have a good run-pass mix, but are we effectively running the ball, keep the chains moving, be able to do what we did against FSU and have long drives that end in touchdowns and effectively have a good mix of run-pass and also use play action, that if we're running the ball effectively, we're going to be able to use a great play action and go over the top or hit some big pass plays because they're going to have to bring 8 men in the box, 9 men in the box to stop the running game. I'm also going to be watching for the use of the short and intermediate passing game. How effective are we on those short intermediate throws? Get the ball out quick. Use a Lazier Brooks to put in that Jalen Waddle mode of just hit him quick and let him use his athleticism, his speed, his strength to bust big plays. Can we scheme up some things to get Ryan Williams going because he hasn't gotten going? And then how are we going to use Jeremy Bernard? He's been our best receiver through the first two games and is on in the trajectory for the season. He's going to have a big season and really play himself into a great draft position. So let's see how the passing game goes. And then finally, I want to limit the negative plays. Hopefully no turnovers, avoid the big sacks. So let's watch what happens on offense in that. And then here's some other things that I'm really going to watch on offense. How effective is Ryan Williams? Does he play in the slot or is he out wide? I think he needs to be out wide. I don't think he's effective in the slot. He's a great player. He needs to be on the field, and they need to scheme it up to get him the ball in positions where he can really make big plays and do things. But I think Lozier Brooks needs to be in the slot, not Ryan Williams. and you put Jeremy and Ryan and then Isaiah Horton out wide when Horton's in the game, but we'll see what happens. And then what do they do with Isaiah Horton and Rico Scott? How much playing time do they have? How effective are they? So let's watch the passing game and how they use Ryan Williams and all these other talented wide receivers, because we have great receivers. We need to scheme it up and use them effectively. And if we're able to hit passes effectively, that's going to open up the run game more, because they're going to have to put five guys in coverage, and that's going to make it easy to eat the clock and get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yard chunks in running plays. And then that'll open up, as if we're running the ball effectively, it'll open up the play action pass to go over the top and hit someone like Ryan Williams on a big play over the top. And in terms of the running game, who's going to start? Is Kevin Riley going to start? Is Jam Miller going to start? Is Richard Young going to start? Who's going to start, and how effective are the running backs? Are we going to get the effective running game that we didn't have against Florida State, but we certainly had an effective running game against Louisiana Monroe? What's going to happen there? And other things I'm going to watch on the offensive side is right tackle. Who starts? Is it Wilkin Formby? Is it Michael Carroll? Who gets more playing time? Who plays better? I think there is a battle going on there, and I certainly want the best, whoever's better. I want them on the field, and let's watch that. And then also at right guard, Jaden Roberts, Geno Vandermark. Who starts? Who plays more? Who plays better? Watch that on the offensive end. So those are some things I'm going to be watching there. And then in terms of issues of concern that I've focused on all season is coaching on both sides of the balls. Offensive schemes and adjustments need to be excellent. Defensive schemes and adjustments need to be excellent. The coaches need to coach great. They need to scheme great, and they need to prepare their players effectively and thoroughly, and the results will come. Did we have the same level of coaching and preparation and getting the players ready to go and designing the right schemes and being prepared for what Wisconsin's going to throw at us? I don't know. I hope we prepared like we did against Louisiana Monroe, because we certainly were not prepared properly, because we didn't play well and didn't execute, and that starts with coaching against Florida State. Which version of Alabama are we going to get? Are we going to get the one that went out against Florida State and had a bad outing? Or are we going to get one that's more like the team that went out against Louisiana Monroe and played great? So what are we going to get there? And then finally, Bama can have a great season, but there's little margin for error. The team's very, very talented. Coaches must coach well every week. Coaches must scheme well every week. They got to prepare the players really well every week. And the coaches must make game adjustments better and do it well every week. If we get those things, and the effort will be great, and the desired results are going to follow. This team's got it all in front of them. They can do it. And then one other thing I did want to note before I sign off here is the penalties. We cannot be that team that's penalized. And that comes from attitude, discipline, and adjustment. Coaches got to have them ready. There've got to be consequences for stupid penalties, for being undisciplined. Players have got to have consequences for that. So hopefully the coaches have them prepared. I'm optimistic that Alabama's going to show up, and the better version of Alabama is going to roll out against Wisconsin, and we're going to win 42-10. I like our chances for blowing out Wisconsin. We have more talent. We're better than they are. I think we can win. But again, they got to prove it on the field. So let's see how it plays out. I will be watching. I hope all of you will be watching. And this has just been a quick primer for the Wisconsin game and the things I'm going to be looking for and watching as I watch the game, and things that you all will take notice of, and issues we have, and what we need to do if we're going to get where we all want to go, which is make the playoffs. And then have a chance for a national championship. And then once you're in the playoffs, anything can happen. This team's got the talent. Coaches have to coach. Players have to play. Coaches have to coach them up really well. And then great things can happen, as long as the players buy in and execute, if they're getting the proper coaching. Thank you for listening. God bless, and roll tide.